Kedvach Kedmai. Today's daf is Beitza daf Chav Beis. We left off right before Yom Tov on Chav Aleph of a Beis. We didn't quite finish the Amud. We reached the Mishnah Beis Shammai Ermin, the first Mishnah on the page, about 5-6 lines into the wide line. So the Mishnah Beis Shammai Ermin Liichamad Mechamim Lemaraglav. One may not warm up Mamish and Yana Diem over here. It would have been nice to learn even before Yom Tov, but it's obviously relevant to Mitzvah Shem for many, many Yom Tov in the future, including coming up next week. Beis Shammai Ermin Liichamad Mechamim Lemaraglav. One may not warm up water, hot water, for his feet. Ayantiv, Elam Kemrun Lishtia. Has to be the water that's fit for drinking, and once I'm filling up, I'm heating water for drinking, I can be Marba Bashirim. We had this day earlier, I can Marba Bashirim, but, and use that for washing my feet as well. But to heat up water specifically for the feet, for washing the feet, that's not allowed. Ubeisil Matir, Beisil's Matir. Why? Because Beisil holds of the concept we had earlier of Mitaich. Once he's able to heat up water for cooking purposes, he could cook it up for likewise, needed purposes as well. However, the Mefarshim Medayik very clearly, and this is a very relevant topic, Halach L'maisa, that's only clearly for washing one's feet. We're talking about washing one's feet. What about washing one's entire body? The place can bring, the Mefarshim Medayik and the Mishnah bring, that L'chayra, washing one's entire body would not be considered Davar Hashava L'chol Nefesh. This stuff is saying you're allowed to do Mitaych and say, since I can heat up water for food, I can heat it up also for cleaning my body, according to Beis Hillel, I don't even have to use it for food. I can use it exclusively for my body. That's only body parts. But an entire body, that's not called Shavuot HaNefesh, that everyone needs to have their whole body washed on a regular basis, and therefore it's not permissible. The question, of course, becomes, what about Bazman HaZeh? Today, in our societies, right, do we go based on the world at large? Do we go based on the city we live in at large? Do we go based on our more insular community? If the Derech, and even within our community, is it Pasha that it's Shavuot HaNefesh to wash one's body in a shower daily, or at least we keep two days Yom Tov, so by us already the second Yom Tov is already the third day, because the last time we showered was before Yom Tov, it's ready the third day. Is that Pasha is ready Shavuot HaNefesh is or not? Even if it is, what are the mechanisms to use a shower, because could be putting on the shower is itself a problem of turning on a new source of heat. You're creating, again, if there's a pilot light on and it's on anyway already, then it could be not. But if you have to pick on the new mechanism, these days, especially a lot of electric ones, a lot of Instahots, where it triggers a new current to start flowing through the system, that could also be problematic. Various things, and of course, one has to be careful with the regular dinim of schita, and one has to be careful also with the regular dinim of when memareach, rolling out soap. You can't rub out soap on one's body. Even liquid soap has to be, like, you know, the person's supposed to dilute it a bit, so it should be very, 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 very loose, and therefore should be merech. So there's many different dinim related to showers. We're not going to go through Halach L'maaseh here. Everyone can ask their specific pesek thereof. But the point is, the basis for a lot of it is exactly this Mishnah, where we're saying, Machlek Yishamay and Beisham Beisil, whether you can rinse a body part with that water. Beisham is saying no. Beisil, who passed like, says yes. But entire body, clearly, in the Mishnah, again, times have changed, but the Mishnah, it seems like the diak is clear, and the first one speaking out, entire body was no good. Says the Mishnah further, Aisa de Madura Mischam Kenegda. A person can make a Madura of bonfire and warm his entire body from it. That's permissible. Now the question is that going only in Beis Hillel, Viter? Or even Beisham would agree that his whole issue was, ironically enough, we just spoke of washing one's whole body in the shower. His whole issue by the hot water was washing a single body part. You can only do it if you're also doing a feichel. You don't say mitaych on a body part that, since you can do it for food, you can use a feichel. But I'm warming up an entire body? That's enough of anah. And then shavu chol nefesh and whatever else you may need, that it's mutiv going to Beisham. The Gemara says no. Says the Gemara, Ibayalu, hai madur mein ktanil. Who's the author of that last line of the Mishnah about the madur being permissible? Is it divrei akoli? Is Beisham even going to agree? And the chiluk would be, v'shanim Beisham, v'hanos kol gufi l'hanos ever echad. That Beisham himself makes the distinction between hana of the entire body versus hana of just one particular aver. Aydilma Beisil ktanil, it's Beisil ktanil. And meaning Beisil is continuing on his own shita. He's the one that says you can heat up water for a body part, and you can heat up, make madura for the entire body. Ava Beisham, Leishanu, Beisham would say that's also aser. The Gemara says that's indeed the case. Tashemah is being right from a brisa. Beisham, Aymerim, Loyasa Ad Madura Vishcham Kenegdei, Beisil Matirin. Beisham says one cannot make madura and heat up his body. Kenegdei, again, has to be the madura is being used in some way, shape, or form for food. Then you could use it. But Stam is like, you make madura just to. Warm up his body, according to Beisham, that would not be permissible. Beis Hillel Matir. So we see that last time the Mishnah, based on this price, is clearly going according to Beis Hillel. Next Mishnah. Three things in three matters. We're going to have a it's funny, I happen to be learning idiots now with my son. very similar style. First of all, Idyas is Mali. There's a few prakam of Machleks and Bisham Basil tons, where it brings a lot of cases where Bisham is the Makel and Basil is the Machmer, which we had, of course, the first mission of this Pesach. We had three cases where, at least two cases, maybe three. So Machlekes, where according to the Marn Daf Tess, we switched one case, that Basil became the Makel. But the point is, we had three cases, Bisham is the Machmer and Basil is the Makel. Opposite. Bisham was the Makel and Basil was the Machmer, and those three cases are actually listed in Idyas. But also, this type of idea we would have right now, three things we bring a meal is Machmer like base, like Kedivrei. Here's Machmer, Kedivrei, Beis Shammai. And then we're going to have the Mishnah Beis. We're going to have, further, we're going to have a few things that bring a meal was Machmer, Kedivrei, Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel. So three more things that he was Machmer, Kedivrei, Beis Shammai. We're going to have these groupings, these types of ideas are very common in the Mishnayos and Idyas. I don't remember offhand if these come up, but these are the type of ideas that come up in the Mishnayos. Groupings of Psak Halachos are very relevant. What's unique over here is Rav Gamliel is a direct descendant, a great-great-grandson of Hillel. He himself is a direct descendant of Hillel. Yet, in these matters, he saw fit to paskin like Beis Shammai. What are these three matters? The first to be on this Mishnah. Ain't time nesachamin b'yamtiv. So they put it already by us. Some of the gears is actually completely taken out. There's a little yud there, you see, and the Mseres Hashas, Hashai Pik says, take it out. Most of Hashem seem not to have it. Take out the word l'chadchila. So we're going to go without that word. You can't do atmana on yamtiv for Shabbos, right? Let's say yamtiv is on a Friday, and you want to do atmana to insulate the food for Shabbos purposes. You can't do it. We'll see in the Gemara. We're talking about where you made an Erev, and he still can't do it. We're talking about there's no Erev, and that's why he can't do it. We'll see more in the Gemara. But Rav Gamliel siding with Beis Shammai that you cannot insulate the food, you can't do atmana. Just a quick reminder, basically atmana, we discussed earlier in the Masechta, but basically atmana are that on Shabbos, one is not allowed to do atmana. He's not allowed to insulate any food on Shabbos itself, on Shabbos, and even prior to Shabbos, he cannot do atmana with the Dover, HaMaisif Hevel, fourth parak of Shabbos. One cannot do atmana with the Dover, HaMaisif Hevel, right? Okay, so if we were saying on Yomtiv, Erev Yomtiv, to do atmana for Shabbos, one cannot do that. Veinzeik Rasmin Erev Yomtiv, one cannot straighten up, simply understood the Gemara and sentence right now to mean the menorah, a candlestick fell down, and he wants to just straighten it back up. And the Mara's going to ask, what on earth is the issue with straightening up a candlestick? We'll see more about that. The Mara ain't Zaykfas Menorah B'Yamtiv. And the third din is, ain't Eifin Pita Gwitzin El Kikin. One cannot bake thick loaves of bread on Yamtiv, rather, you can only make more thin wafer like bread on Yamtiv. Amar Angamil. Rungamil said, Mimam shall base Abba. In all the days of my father's household, Lay Eif and Peter Greets and Albert Kikin. Itak would never bake these thick loaves of bread and yantiv, only these thin wafers. Amr Lay, Manasla Baisavicha. What should we do now? The Rabbanan didn't agree to Beis Shammai and didn't agree to Rungamil's supporting Beis Shammai. And over here, Rungamil's even being a Maisa Shay from his father's house, and they were Makbid to not make thick loaves of bread, only wafers. They said back to Rungamil, Manasla Baisavicha, Shay Machmir Latzman, who make you the Chol Yisrael, Lias Eif and Peter Greets and Vicharadin. What should we do for your father's household that they were makbir themselves to not make thick loaves of bread like Beisham Meshita, only thin loaves, but Lamaisa they were make of Klai Yisrael. And what's the psak for Klai Yisrael? The way they're make of Klai Yisrael, which is that you are allowed, like Beis Hillel, to make these thicker loaves of bread on Yom Tov. Okay, we'll see more about all these things, these three things in the Gemara. On number one, about not doing atmana on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Hey, Kudam, what's the case? Idanach Erev Tavshilin, if the person had prepared, if he had made an Erev Tavshilin, asked the Gemara, my time to Beis Shammai, why would Beis Shammai say not? He made an Erev Tavshilin, so Erev Tavshilin allows me to cook from Friday Yom Tov to Shabbos, so L'chari should be able to atmana for Friday to Shabbos. V'ilayanach Erev Tavshilin, and I didn't make Erev Tavshilin, my time to Beis Shammai, what's Tachar Beis Shammai? Why is he allowed to, according to Beis Shammai, why would he be allowed to do atmana on Friday on Yom Tov for Shabbos? L'chari didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. Amrav Huna, Leilei Melech, Shleinich Erev Tavshilin, talk about case we didn't make Erev Tavshilin, and a new Yisrael. Big aside, that even when a person is neglected to make an Erev Tavshilin, so we spoke in the past as other term of the Rav of the city, but even a person to make an Erev Tavshilin, there's a specific heter of Kedei Chayev, basic necessary sustenance that he's allowed to do on Yom Tov for the Shabbos. He's allowed to do his basic necessary sustenance even without the Erev Tavshilin. And that's what Beis Hillel was allowing. I mean, this is going to Beis Hillel, of course. Beis Shammai would argue Beis Hillel was allowing him to insulate a minimal amount for Yantav. We're going to give a little more elaboration on this idea of Techayev. Rav Huna Tamei, this Rav Huna is giving his answer according to his own reasoning. Dhamar Rav Huna, Mishleinich Erev Tavshilin, one who did not make an Erev Tavshilin before Yantav, Eifenlei Pas, or even on the first day of Yom Tov tonight, like we had the other day, they could bake for him. Now, this lashon they could bake for him is a little bit, I don't want to say misleading, but it, I guess it's no better word. It's a little misleading. The first point out that Rosh, the other Rishonim point out, it's not they, because Manavshach. If they are people that made Erev Tavshil and they could bake, so they could bake from everything. They're not limited to one loaf of bread. They could bake for him a regular amount. And Elamai, they didn't either make Erev Tavshil. He has no one else in his proximity who's able to bake on his behalf because the other people didn't make Erev Tavshil either. So then, he's the same as them. What's they? So they is lavdafka. He would be doing this for himself also. That's the first to point out. The they over here is lavdafka. Okay. Eifin lai pas achas. They bake for him one loaf of bread. Umvashin like their achas, and they cook for one pot of food. Tapach chaves ben aleph. Umadlikin lai sener, and they light a candle for him. Now this is an interesting one. Madlikin lai sener. Before we go further on the things that are able to be done, so there's a big machlek shen over here. How to read this line? Madlikin lai es haner. They light a candle for him. There's a shayla. Does one need to have an Erev Tavshilin in order to light a candle on Yom Tov for Shabbos? You have to make Erev Tavshilin. Now, you're not lighting a candle from scratch. That's, of course, an issue of Avara. We're talking about you taking from an existing candle and bringing it somewhere else. But you're doing it for Shabbos purposes. Do you need Erev Tavshilin for that or not? So, the lashon over here is that, I mean, the simple reading of our Gemara is that we're saying that a person who did not make an Erev is able to light a candle for Shabbos. Now here's the diak. There's some Rishonim on Medayik from this that normally you need an Erev. Other than Medayik, you don't need an Erev. What's the diktolian? Because the lashon was umadlik less an Erev. Over here it doesn't say ner echad. Notice by the loaf of bread it said pasachas. By kedera it says kedera achas. By the light, why didn't it say ner achas? Why not also limit it to ner achas? So the Medayik, the fact that it says umadlik ner stam. We're not limited to achas. You know why we're not limited to achas? Because Ner never needed the Erev Tavshil in the first place. That is the diak of the Rif and the Rambam. I see you making face, Lizer, and I don't disagree. I don't disagree, because the question is, if it's not totally in this din, if you don't have Tavshilin, and I see Emil, I'm assuming you agree the same, if you don't need Erev Tavshilin, so then why is it in this list? Don't say Bechlal. If I never need Erev Tavshilin, why even bother putting it on this list? Which is exactly the svara of the Rishonim that argue, the Rush, the Ran, they argue, I think they seem to say it's Taisus also somewhere, that what? That if a person, Taisus takes a step further, but the Rush and the Ran, they learn exactly opposite. The fact that you're bringing over here means that without this kula of Ravuna, according to Ravuna's kula, because he's the one that teaches us, that you're allowed to do Kitei Chayav, you would not be able to light even an air, which means it does need Erev Tavshilin. So, big machlaik is Nershainim, when you have Tavshilin, and actually they speak out from Tesis that not only do you need Erev Tavshilin for an air, you gotta speak out when you make the Erev Tavshilin. Taisus points out, I meant to have the Nusach in front of me, but you say in the Nusach of Erev Tavshilin, Pahadine Ruva, Yeshara Lahayin, Shmimotam, I'm paraphrasing, but this lesson we say we make a bracha Erev Tavshilin, Lamais says we make a bracha till today, you should to bake and to cook and to light candles, right? To light a sharga, to light a nair from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So we do specifically speak out in our Nusach of Erev Tavshilin about lighting candles. That's Taisus points out that's going to be the lachav here, and that actually fits. That's the top Taisus that he points out that you stick in the Nusach of Lavushule, Lafui, Ladluke. We stick in the Nusach of Ladluke, right? That's coming from this Gemara. He clearly goes like the Rush and the Ran that says that we do need an Erev. Not only do you need an Erev, you should actually specify your Erev's also working for that purpose of light and air. Okay, Mamish, opposite approaches how the Rishonim take out from this Gemara. Sorry?
That sounds like one there.
Yeah, but the interesting thing is, by Pas and by Kedera, and coming up with the next line, by Dag, it very specifies the minimalist amount. By Nair, it doesn't say... Mishmar Bitzak Amru, Aftzayin Le Dag Katan, you can roast a small fish, Tayamachi Mishle Enech Ev Tavshilin, Eifun Le Pas Achas, Betayim Le Ketir Achas, Umadlikin Esad Ner, you're right, Ner is Lashon Yachin, it's the Deek's okay, but apparently Rambam and the Rif didn't agree, Umacham Le Kitan Echad, but again, notice everything else, it does stress Echad, it could have stressed Echad, right? It could have said Macham Le Kitan, right? Eifun Le Pita, right? Well, could use a nusach to demonstrate this one. It doesn't do that, right? Only by, so it says achas. Okay. So, but what's the point? Getting back to our Shach V'Tarah here, you see from this that Kedei Chayev is mutter even without an Erev. So our question was, why did Beis Shammai not allow to do Atmana from Yom Tov to Shabbos? The answer, if there was an Erev, it should be mutter. The answer is there's no Erev. If there's no Erev, why does Beis Shammai allow it? That's part of the Kedei Chayev, and therefore it's permissible. That's answer number one. Answer number two. Rav Amar. Left an Erev. Shine at mana. Atmana is different to Mukhacha Milsam Dadaita Shabbat Agavid. Big aside. That Atmana, the idea of Atmana typically is I'm installing something for tomorrow. Even though on Yontif, I make an Erev, which allows me to do things from Yontif to Shabbos, part of it is also because whatever I'm doing Yontif could theoretically be viewed as being done for Yontif, so the appearance is not necessarily an appearance of prep, of strictly preparation, it's an appearance of doing something on Yontif, which could be used on Yontif, and therefore it's permissible. When I insulate, it's like Nikur Metech Maisav, that I'm doing it for tomorrow, and therefore that even with an Erev, Atman is not okay. That is what Rav wants to suggest. So Rav wants to say, we're talking about you left an Erev, and Beisham had an issue, even with an Erev doing Atman, Beisham not, Beisham had an issue because it's nicker that what he's doing is for the next day. Ask him our clear raya, Abayez me clear raya that Beisham holds. Atman is allowed on Yontif when you make an Erev for Atman. We had this earlier in the Masechta. Says Gemara, when we spoke out that there's a sheet that says they have to have a separate Erev for every component, baking, cooking, and being matman. But you see clearly, Atman, Erev does work, Lamaisa. Says the Gemara, he says as follows. According to Beishamai, one cannot bake unless he baked bread before Yom Tov is part of his Erev. He cannot cook unless he cooked a tafshil before Yom Tov is part of his Erev. And here's the one we need. And he can't do atmana on Yom Tov for Shabbos unless he did atmana prior to Yom Tov as part of his Erev. What do you see? The Gemara spells out for Tzadik, it's fairly straightforward. If you did have Atmana in your Erev before Yontif, you could do Atmana Yontif. Very clear that even according to Beishamai, Atmana works as long as it's an Erev. Even though it's Mucha Milsa, he's doing it for Shabbos, still is permissible. Very clear. Abaye is a Rai, very clear, and according to Chananya and Beishamai, that Atmana, Erev does work. Elam Abaye. So Abaye shlugged up Rav's answer. That is not a sufficient answer why Beishamai would not allow doing Hatmana Yantif for Shabbos, Ella Amar, even with an Erev, Ella Marbaye Kuncha, Arev Lazev, Arev Lazev. So Abai just says, but based on the price I just quoted from Chananya, in the name of Beishamai, we could still give an answer. You know what the case was? He did an Erev for one and not for the other. Meaning he didn't do a specific Erev for all three, for baking, cooking, and Hatmana. He did an Erev for baking and not for Hatmana, not for cooking. So, the Chananya believed the Beishamai. And a Chananya according to Beishamai holds that you need to make a separate Erev for baking, cooking, and Atmana. And therefore, our Mishnah saying, according to Beishamai, you can't do Atmana. Beisil allowed it. Sahel, you can. You know why? Because the Erev you did with the Tafshil is good enough for everything. That was Beisil Sheet about earlier, that a Tafshil alone is sufficient. You don't need to make a separate Erev for baking and for Atmana. So it's very good. It comes out that according to Beisil, an Erev, minimal Erev, we'll call it for Tafshil, works. According to Beishamai, it doesn't work. And that's Beishamai Mishnah, why we said you can't do Atmana in a case we had an Erev, but on an Erev for specifically for Atmana. So we had ultimately three answers to the question. One of them was shlugged up. But again, the question was, what's the case where Beishamai is saying you can't do Atmana and Beisil is allowing Atmana on Yom Tov, on Friday Yom Tov for Shabbos? Answer number one is Kedei Chayav. There's no Erev, but you're doing basic necessities. That's a Furnas Teretz, according to Beisil, is Mutter, according to Beishamai. Even that's not Mutter. Answer number two was that you can't do Atmana specifically, according to Beishamai, because it's Muchach that you're doing for the next day, and that's a problem, which Abaye is clear Raya, not that answer, and Abaye himself gave an answer where you did Atmana for Tafshil. I'm sorry, you did an Erev for Tafshil, but not an Erev for Atmana. According to Beisil, that works for Atmana anyway. According to Beishamai, it wouldn't work. Okay, we send the Mishnah to number two. You cannot straighten up a candlestick. Ask the Gemara, my covenant, what on earth is an issue with taking a candlestick that seemingly was tipped over and straightening up? What malach is involved? We're dealing with Menorah Chloyus. We've actually referenced this Menorah Chloyus a few times in the recent daf where we discussed about Ein Binyas Dir V'Kelim. We'll get back to it in a second, right? That's the classic case. So we're talking about Menorah Chloyus, a Menorah of parts. I don't want to compare it to Lego sticks, but it's like it's parts that can be detached and reattached. The Mechsi Kebaina. The issue is an issue of Baina. The Beishamai Savri Yesh Binyam V'Kelim, or Beisil Savri Ein Binyam V'Kelim Ein Stir V'Kelim. Beishamai says there's an issue of Binyam V'Kelim. Beisil says Ein Binyam V'Kelim and Ein Stir V'Kelim. And therefore, Beishamai does not allow, we don't mean standing up the candlestick straight, like just tipped over, you're picking up straight. We mean building it back up together. Beishamai has a problem because he goes Yesh bin Mikalim. Beisil has no problem because he goes Ein bin Mikalim. And that's the classic, simple reading of the Gemara. And that's where Rashi seems to take that approach throughout the Masechta of Shabbos. And we've quoted it recently as well. According to Rashi, it seems to be a pretty stark rule that he holds, according to Beisil, on a simple level, Ein bin Mikalim. However, if you remember, we quoted for Taisus, we referenced this Taisus. Again, I should have looked it up again. I think it's Kuf and Gimel. And then the Shabbos, a few places the Shabbos, it comes up early in the Masechta as well. Taisus and Taisus by us brings around over here because jump in Taisus over here. Second Taisus over here says, in Tamer, Habashabbos, Daf Mevav, that's where it is, also Shabbos, Bemener Shachoyus, Kulamalei Pligi, to Usser. Taisus brings this Raya, this is one of his kashas on Rashi, that the Mevav and Shabbos says very clearly, a Mener of Chloyus, everyone gives to Usser. Meaning, what are you telling me that according to Beishamai, it's according to Beisil's Mutter, because according to Beis Hillel, in Benivis Nivikalim. By a Menorah of Chuyas, even Beis Hillel agrees that it's Aser. Tosfos Hesber, by the way, over there in Shabbos, is that even though we say in Benivis Nivikalim, that's when you start doing a little of a fixa kli. But if you're doing like a Maisa Umnis to a kli, a real stark opinion in a kli, even Beis Hillel agrees that was Tosfos Chilik. But the bottom line is, so Menorah was the classic case where we say even Beis Hillel agrees, Yesh Benivis Nivikalim. So we're over here in our Mishnah, we can explain that it's okay, that it's permissible. Tosfos has two answers. Answer number one is, there's a difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Big Yisrael, it's come up many times in Masechta. Both directions, right? We had it in both directions. We just had it in the last year in Av Yontif. In both directions we have it. Sometimes we're more machmer Yontif because it needs a chizek. Sometimes we're more mekel Yontif because Maisa is more mekel. Here's a case where we're more mekel Yontif because Maisa is more kal. Shabbos is more chummer. For Shabbos, it's a problem. Whereas the Yontif, yeah, we're not so machmer. It's not as chummer. And the chummer or machmer, since the Maisa basically was saying, ain't bin mekel was ikker din. This is more of like a binyan derabbanan, and they were machmer on Yontif. That's his first answer. His second answer is that it depends what type of level of kluyus it is. There's different levels of how much it comes apart and how much needs to be put back together. Read the words inside. Hasamari shakula shakhliyas. When Farkner says, Ivar me varim. Imamish gets broken down into small pieces and gets fully put back. That's the problem of Binyan and Kalim, even according to Basil. Avachamari shin chasarakan lakim ktsas. It was maybe two pieces. And you just have to stand it back up by clicking it back together to one piece. It's less of an activity of Binyan, and therefore, ain't about Sivarim. It's not like a bunch of different limbs, different pieces. To Kulma Chabarasi, it's really all attached. Just a minimum amount of standing, of connection to stand it up. That's not such a problem over here. So basically talking about a different type of manner of chluyas than we were in Shabbos. This one is much less extensive, the binyan component. Okay, now the Gemara wants on the topic of a candlestick, of Zeikvin standing up the menorah. So it's interesting. The Gemara is going to speak out a story, halacha, which really could have been another pshat, unless I'm missing something, another pshat in what we're talking about. I guess maybe the reason why not is because maybe it'd be an issue even according to Beis Hillel. We're going to discuss another din related to candlesticks. Let's see it inside. Ula Ikler Be'er Yehuda, Kam Shamish Zaka Fasharga. Ula was visiting the house of Rav Yehuda, and Ula Shamish got up, and he straightened the lamp. So it sounds much like he was Zakif Leila Sharga. He straightened the lamp. You know what happened? By straining the lamp, he actually caused it to go out. How did that happen? Because the oil level, you know, like, I mean, just picture when you're trying to drink from with a straw from a cup, right? And the cup is at its last licks. So when you tilt the cup on the side, and the liquid goes to one corner of the cup, and then you angle the straw to that corner, so then you're able to drink it up. But if you straighten the straw to the middle of the cup, it wouldn't be long enough to reach the liquid, right? So that's what happened over here with the wick. The wick was on an angle to the side, and it was able to draw from the oil, which was on its last licks. What happened was, by straining the wick, straining the candle, it causes that the wick was no longer able to draw from the oil, which caused it to go out. It caused it to be extinguished. So that was the story. That was Maaseh Shaya, which again, I'm saying that could have fit the words of the Mishnah as well. Let's see. The Gemara does not bring it to connect. The Gemara connects it there, but it doesn't bring it the way I understand the first room. We don't bring that, again, maybe because our mission brings a machlekes to Shem Beisil, and maybe even Beisil is going to agree in this case that it's taka not permissible. That's us. That'll be the simple answer. Ace Rav Yehuda Ula. So Rav Yehuda asked Ula from the following brisa. Hanais and Shema Mener, one who adds oil to lamp on Shabbos, Chayim Shemaver. He's Chayim for lighting a fire because he's causing that when that oil, when the wick, when it runs out of the original oil, and that's the oil that has left, the new fire is really existing, only existing from this oil that's lighting a fire on Shabbos. It's an Isser. And when it removes oil from this lamp, Chayim Shemachabah, he's causing it to go out earlier, and that's considered a form of Mechabah. So we see if you cause the wick to have less oil and go out earlier, that's called Mechabah. So if you stand it up and you cause it to go out earlier because no longer going to connect for the oil, that's Mechabah. So it's not a problem. Amarle Ula says, Lavadaiti, it wasn't with my knowledge. Had I known, I would have told him not to do it. It was a mistake. It was a mistake, which is again the reason why we don't quote this as a Mechabah Fisham Basil, because presumably even Basil would agree there's a problem. Amarav. Kanbashari, Rav just says, on Yom Tov, trimming the wick, when you have the wick gets a little brown on top and it gets a little split a little bit, doesn't have a nice flame, it doesn't actually have the most efficient flame, ends up using more oil than needed. So trimming the wick, you're not touching anything to the oil, trim the wick, which causes the flame to burn better, is permissible on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos, but it's permissible on Yom Tov. Okay. Is one allowed to extinguish the ner for davar? We know that Allah is, we've had this in Nida, Dafid Zayin, elsewhere. One is not supposed to be mishamish mitasai with a light on in the room, right? There's a discussion if a person, if there's a light coming in from It depends on the rooms. Obviously, the door is supposed to be closed. But if a person's in a private suite, more or private in the privacy of most homes, there could be many homes have washrooms. Let's say off of the bedroom. So a light coming from a separate room is more of a leniency. But a light, and again, depending on how light it is, but certainly in the room itself, one is not supposed to have a light. So the person wants to be Isaac in the mitzvah, but there's light on. Could he put out the light for davar acher? We know, and it's actually very rough with the lacha, that when let's say. There's food on the fire, and it's going to burn. There are cases where when it's negeya for purposes of eichel nefesh, it's permissible. The question is to lower a flame or to extinguish a flame. So the question over here is it permissible for purposes of the mitzvah? Amar lein, efshbay zacher. Find another room. Is an eight to find another room. Which is very interesting that, and this is actually, people that ask questions of Rishleima, often, Rishleima Miller Shlita, will find that very often when he asks a question, if there's an eitzah, instead of passing the shayla, he gives an eitzah first. Which is a very common tactic. Some people don't like it. Some people find, what's halacha? Is it mutter zasser? And, I recently found something, I forgot where I saw, and I'm forgetting now what it was. It was with Rabbi Kanner, that there's a source for it. There's actually a source. I'm not saying that that's Rishleima's source, I didn't ask him, but it makes sense. There was a source, the idea that you don't paskin unless you have to. There's a certain, kayach psak or kayach siyat shmaya within psak, and if you don't need issue psak, you don't paskin. So, this Gemara would definitely fit with that. He didn't give him an answer to the question. He said, I'll give you an eitzah. Go find another house. That wasn't the question. The question is, are you allowed to? Okay, the Murray right away says back, ain't the bayis acher. What if bayis, by the way, doesn't have to mean house. Bayis could also mean room. Bayis, we've discussed in the past, bayis can mean room. So bayis means room. Go to another room. Ain't the bayis acher. He doesn't have another room. Mine. Ef shlasa lemechitza, he can make a mechitza, which we spoke out just a couple of years ago. Not so simple. Making a mechitza, because this mechitza actually, because you need it for purposely, la halach mechitza, the Rama speaks out that the problem, making, you have to know exactly what that mechitza you can make, because making a mechitza that you need specifically for a mitzvah, like covering up svarim, could be a problem, because since you need it, that gives it a chashivas to the mechitza, and building mechitza on Yom Tov or Shabbos could be problematic. Could be over here by the lamp, it's a little smaller, it's not the same size mechitza. The method of how you make it has to be make sure it's within the confines of not being a problem of baina. Okay, but that was eitz mechitza. And the mechitza, because what if he doesn't have the material? He cannot make a mechitza mai. Efshel lechabes as olav as a kli. So a bai gave a psak, you can cover up the kli. You can take a cover the kli. Sorry, the more s. This is not putting out the flame. It's covering with a kli in order that you shouldn't see the light. Ain like kli. What if he doesn't have a kli to cover it? My amali aser. Putting out the flame itself is indeed aser, and he can't engage in relations. It's aser. Eisvei. And now again, obviously, just as a side ruling, maybe I mean we've had this in the Gemaras that we know there's a concept of a Talmud Chacham, and specifically Talmud Chacham. Everyone has to know where they're positioned. But Talmud Chacham, who we have confidence, there's different halachas. Part of the halachas over here of not being b'shamish in the light is because it's not actually considered a proper anhaga derech eretz for the wife, particularly for the woman, because there may be things that he sees that maybe I'm becoming for her, and therefore, it's considered a bad idea. It's ultimately a bad idea both for him and for her, but it's more, it's considered a lack of derech eretz, it's considered a lack of b'nei machaveri, even for the wife. But there is on the flip side, there is an idea of being mapel talisa, right? Even b'yayim, right? Again, very, not considered a practice that should be done, regularly, but a Talmud Chacham, even by day, Mapatalisa, the point by day is where even if you shut the light, there's still light coming in usually, so even by day, Mapatalisa, to a person, theoretically, in that situation, I guess the Gemara didn't want to give this option of, I'm not sure why, of, you can't put out the fire, but maybe cover themselves up, maybe make it dark with them, with some sort of cover. For some reason, the Gemara didn't want to give the Eitzah. Okay, but the Gemara says that he cannot put out the fire in this case. Eisvei, so Abaye was challenged by Abba Marasa asked the question to Abaye, and Abaye said, you can't put out the fire. Abba Marasa brings a price that says, seemingly you could put out a fire for need. You can't extinguish a piece of wood that's burning because you want to save it. You don't need it anymore. You want to save it. That you can't do. That's not good enough reason to put out a fire on a piece of wood. But if you don't want the house to get smoky or the pot, the food to get smoky, then it's mutter. As we pointed out before, well, if you need to extinguish it to protect the food, right? For some reason, I don't know why you can't just take the food off the fire. But for whatever reason, if you need to extinguish it to protect the food, then in this case, you don't want it to get smoky, then you're allowed to put it out. Mutter, we see clearly, you're allowed to extinguish when in need. So the chur, presumably, the tashrish amita would be called a need. So there's a kasha of Abba Marasa to Abaye, Amalei Abaye says back, Ahi, Rabbi Huda, the author of that Abaye is Rabbi Huda. You're right, according to Rabbi Huda, you could. Rabbi Huda holds that even machshirei echa nefesh are permissible on Yom Tov. Kiko Amin, no, but I'm going according to the button. They aser machshir echad nefesh. They wouldn't allow that to be done, putting out the fire to prevent the smokiness in the house or the food. And who didn't over here, they wouldn't allow putting out a fire in order to enable tashpish hamita. That's Abaye's response to Abar Masa. A very similar conversation, but over here, interesting enough.
Just one item. I saw from one reason that he Gufa points out what you pointed out about why did he give him Eitzes? He asked him a Mishnah Halacha. He says Eitzes he was giving him because he didn't want to have to say out loud that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda because Halacha Ben Mayim came. So when it finally got to the final answer, he said, no, Asa. Because that's the official party line. Because he gave him so many Eitzes, the guy would figure out you can rely on Rabbi Yehuda and do it.
Very good. Very good. Who says this?
I saw
one of the Shaymanah. Okay. Very good. Boy Mine Abaye Marabba. So Abaye asked Rabba. Now this is gonna be a very similar conversation where again a different Shaila, but Rabba's gonna give an answer. And Abaye over here is going to ask the same question from the Bryce we just quoted, and Rabba's gonna say, tell back Abaye, no, that Bryce is Rabbi Yehuda, we go to the Chamim, which obviously lends us to say that this Gemara is not in order. Meaning If Abaye asked Rabba the same question and got the same response that he gave Abba Masa, if he already knew that response, why would he ask Rabba the question? It must be the Gemara we're about to quote now came first. Let's see it. Of course, we know Gemara is all an amalgamation of conversations, different but midrashim, not shver, and the Gemara put in this order, even though clearly the story happened first with Abaye, because obviously only once he heard it from Rabba was he able to give that same response to the makshin who asked him the shayla. Could you put a fire on Yomtiv? When is the sakana of the fashas? That's not my question. I feel b'shabbos or even shabbos matter. What's my question? Mishim ibn mamon for financial loss. It's going to cause a big financial loss. Could you put it on a fire? My amalei aser. Rabbi said aser. Asers. If I ask from the price that we just quoted, im chabnas because you can't put out a piece of wood. To save the money, the value of this piece of wood. The im b'shvil shleis ashna bayis ayakadera. But if the purpose is that the pot of food or the house shouldn't get smoky, mutter is permissible. So here too, the fact that the house should, if madach you let to do it, that the house you're living in shouldn't get smoky, you certainly come out the fire that the house you're living in shouldn't burn down. We're talking about case. He meant there's no sakana safashas, but it's going to burn the house. It's going to create damage, financial loss. Could he do it? Obviously, if I could put it out that it shouldn't get smoky, I could put out the fire that it shouldn't burn the house. Chalila says that Rabba, you're right. Hayir Abiyudi, that would be according to Abiyudi. You'd be right. Kikamina la Rabbanan. I'm going like the Rabbanan. So the actually told us Yaakov. I mean, right away when I learned this Gemara, it was fairly obvious that it must be that Abaye had this story first, and then once he had the story and he had Rabba's interpretation of the Braisa, when Abba Bar Masa asked him the same question for the Braisa, he was equipped, he was armed to give the answer. Like Rabba says, that's Rabbi Yehuda, and we go get Chamim. But the Tzadikah points out very nicely, he has a nice addition that, so why Taka was in this order? Why did the Gemara not put it in the right order, in the order that makes sense? Because we were talking before about Kibli Haner. Kibbeh Ner. Since we're talking about Kibbeh Ner, we first put the story Ligabi Kibbeh Ner, and then we talk about a story about putting out a fire in general. That's not a Ner, it's not a fire. It's a related conversation, but it's a separate story. So, else the Seder of the Gemara, it made sense first to segue into the story of Kibbeh Ner, then into a general fire. Baimine, once we're on the topic of the Shilos, a similar Shiloh to the past two. Baimine, Ravashim, Amemer, Malichos, Ayam, Yamtiv, is a person that allowed to apply like a medicine to the eye on Yamtiv. He explains as follows. Discharges from the eyes, there's a pain, there's blood, tearing, burning, even the beginning of any of these symptoms. That's considered a real eye illness. Is considered a sakana safashas, and even a Shabbos is certainly permissible. That's not my shaila. The end of one of these diseases, or stamazai to improve the guy's vision. It was a remedy to help improve vision, or the end of the disease. But we're not talking about it's out of the realm of sakana. It's not an issue of sakana now. Is it permissible to do these medications? Amalei usser. And maybe responded to Ravashi. It's usser. Aesvis Ravashi asked from the brace we just quoted before. You can't put it out because you chas on the wood, but you could put it out that it shouldn't burn the food, shouldn't smoke up the house. So presumably, once it's a need, it's permissible. So applying medication, which would seemingly be as much of a need as that, and shows be permissible. Says Gemara. The Shana Lake of the Shinan and Amayim's answer back to Ravashi was the same answer. Yeah, according to the Yehuda, Takvi Mutter, we go like the Chamim, and therefore it's usser. On the same topic, Amemer Sharin Lemichel Eina Menachri B'Shavata. Amemer did, however, permit the guy to put medicine in the Yid's eye on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, Ikadamri, some saying, Amem Gufi Kachaina Menach Bishabata, Amem himself, not even was mad to someone else, he himself had the guy put the eye salve into his eye on Shabbos. Amem Vashta, Memar, my dietach, what's your logic? Amar Ula Breda Rabbiloi, Kol Turkey Chela Isan, I didn't know Shabbos, any Turkham of a Chela, meaning a Chela Shish was a Kanan, do whatever you need, even Vayid. So talking about a Chela that's not a Sakana, but he's a Chela. Neifel Mishkov, status of Chayla, you have to do Tzerchei Chayla. I think Nachi B'Shabbos. Vamar Rav Amnuna, furthermore, Rav Amnuna said very similar, anything which is Amam B'Sakana, you have to ask the guy to do, meaning, even though he can't ask Yid to do it, if it's B'Sakana, he asks Yid. But if not, he can't ask Yid, but he still ask the guy. If that you logic, Hanim Yehichtle Messiah B'Hadei, Avamakra Messiah B'Hadei, Deka Amitz U'Pasach, that's only when you're not being Messiah. But when you be Messiah, because you open and close your eye to help the salve go in, so you be Messiah, that should be a problem. If you want to be Messiah, then the guy's doing it, that's great, but if you be say it should be a problem. I'm really maybe sit back. No. Iker is vid to cook up. So first of all, yes, there's a Zid who sides with you and is worried about the Messiah. However, Vishani Lay, Messiah and Mamish. But I answered him the same way I'm going to answer you, that Messiah is not considered Mamish, meaning Messiah is not considered, doesn't have a status, and therefore just helping out the guy is not an issue. The place can bring this Allah Lamais, as born Shekhan Aruch, this din about a guy being able to apply medicines, even by Chalashay and by Sakana, in a case where the guy's allowed to do the medicine as long as the yid is not mamish helping out. But the way they, that the Hagdara that they give is brought in the, and the Mishmur elaborates it, the Hagdara they bring is that if the yid's doing a minimal help, that's mutter. If the yid's doing, that's b'seyim b'mamish. If he's doing a real significant help, that's going to be problematic. And what's the uptight, whether it's minimal or significant? The uptight is, if the guy could do it on his own, the help that the yid's giving, by the way, the yid doesn't have to be the chayil himself. It could be another yid as well. But if the help of the yid himself or this other yid is giving to the guy, it's something the guy could have done without their help, but he's just helping, it's, since it wasn't necessary, that's fine, right? And one of the examples are opening and closing the eye. Because the guy could technically, a doctor does this all the time, he could hold your eye open, the lid, and close it. That's considered just helping of Eimei Mamish because it could be done by the guy himself, and therefore it's permissible. Whereas, if it's something that the guy Mamish needed the assistance of the yid, couldn't have done, I couldn't have done this without you, that's a problem. Right, it's very nice, but he could have done without you. That's going to be a problem. That's the Eitzah. That's the Agdara, I should say, that the Mishnah remains. Okay, Vaita. Amemer Shara Lemichel Eina B'Yamtav Sheni Shal Roshana Chiddush. Amemer Lau. We had earned this Masechta that Yamtav Sheni Roshana is different than other Yamtav Shenis that we have, because it could be Kedusha Richta. Says Gemara. Amemer was Matir to color the eye, to for someone to color the eye on the second day of Roshana, meaning he treated Roshana more lenient than the first day. Amar Vashta, Amar Rava, Meisman Devishan, Yisask Ma'amman. If a guy dies in the first, if a yid dies, I should say, on the first day of Yontiv, let a guy attend to the mace, to the, in order not to leave it out, in order not to have bezayin a mace, so let the guy take care of it. Yontiv Sheini, if Yontiv Sheini, Yisask Ma'israel, even the yid can tend to it themselves. Afidim Vashani Yom Shem Roshana, and this Allah applies by a mace, Lagabe Misa, Lagabe burial, it applies even Rosh Hashanah, which is a chiddush, because Rosh Hashanah typically we say is more chamer, but here's the part that we need, that part's not shver. Here's the part that we need, top of beis, mashenkin bebeitza. But the guy bebeitza, first in this whole masechta, the name of the masechta, is an egg that was laid on Rosh Hashanah. We're saying that we don't treat the second day like the second day of Adi Yom Tov when we say you have a manam shach that's mutter. Rosh Hashanah is considered kedusha richta. It's one kedusha achas, and therefore it's going to be aser. And that's the part that we're asking from. So why was he being lenient about the chayil, about the make, about this salve on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah we don't treat like a regular Yom Tov, like the second day of Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, Amarlei Anakin Adai Sviyle. If you remember, we had this also earlier in the Sechta, nice little Chazara. I like Adai to Amri Afabetz, who said that nah, even Rosh Hashanah, even Babetza, it's mutter on the second day. Rosh Hashanah's second day is no different than other second days. What's your issue? Because meaning, we know what Rosh Hashanah is. Rosh Hashanah is really the first day. The rest of it is really being kept al sminig, but it's not really, oh, which is true, similar to like fake at the Yemen that we keep ayam taivim. Because what's your concern? The concern that Rosh Hashanah will be the second day is that El will end up being a 30-day month, not a 29-day month. And Rosh Hashanah the second day, we never have that. My daitech dum mabil El, maybe El will become an Iber month. And therefore, Hashanah is really the second day. From the days of Ezra and on, we never find that El was Ma'ubar from Ezra and on, and therefore, that was not really a legitimate concern. That was Rav Ashi, Nardoy's Psak, that we had earlier, that the egg on the second day of Rosh Hashanah is the same as any other Yom Tov. Second day of Rosh Hashanah is like any other Yom Tov, and you have the Heter of the Mamad of Shach Heter. Okay. Last thing that we had in the Mishnah, the third thing was, Ein Eifim Pitzin Gritzin El Rikikin, that Beishamah held, and Rav Gimel subscribes to the Shita, that you don't make thick loaves of bread, rather only wafers. On Yom Tov. Tarabon. Beishamah Ein Eifim Pasov Pesach, you can't make thick bread on Pesach, Bezol Matirin. Beishamah says you can't make thick bread on Pesach, Bezol Matir. Come on, Pasov, how thick is thick bread on Bezol Matir? Look how thick, unbelievable. Amar Funa Tefach. up to a tefach thick. That's basically as high as our loaves of bread are. Come on. Amrav, una tefach. She came at Sinu lechem panim tefach. And he has a beautiful proof. Lechem panim, every week, this 12 loaves of bread that went on the shulchan, they had to be, they couldn't be chametz. And yet, they were tefach thick. So you see, that you could bake dough tefach thick and not have an issue of chametz. Ask the Gemara a list of questions on Rav Huna's analogy. Maskar Basif, im Amr b'zrizim, you're going to compare the lechem panim, which was made by zrizim. Yebru, b'shein zrizim, you're going to compare it to people that aren't zrizim. Who was the family that had the recipe they used to make lechem panim? The base garmu. There was zrizim. There was a talent they had. You're going to compare the hamay namlet. Everyone just make bread out of tefach thick on Pesach and not worry about it being chametz because you're comparing it to lechem panim. That was zrizim, number one. If remember pas amela, you can talk about pas amela. That's a very well worked dough. Then first we'll explain. We had the Mishnah actually benachas on the ayin vav. Rashi quotes this Mishnah where they had 300 rubbings and 500 poundings. They rubbed it 300 times. They pounded it 500 times. They did not let it become chametz. They did a lot of work to it. When you work in the dough, it doesn't become chametz. How could you compare that? Yemi pashin amala. The regular person's bread is not going to be worked nearly as much. Furthermore, if you say it by, you can make tefach thick bread by the dry wood. Why the dry wood? If you remember, one of the reasons for the celebration on the 15th of Av is that's when they finished getting wood, stocking up wood that they needed for the base of English. What type of wood is that? Wood in the summer is very dry. It's dry wood for the summer. It's dried out. That's kishmak. Dry wood, that makes a good flame, that makes the bread much faster than wet wood. Many people only have wood that's a little wet. How could you give them the same guideline as lechem panim wood that was being used to cook lechem, bake lechem panim, which is dry? Yemi beitz lechem, can you say the same thing by wet wood, moist wood? Im amru b'taner cham. If you can say it by a very hot taner, meaning the oven was thick, the oven over there in the base of English was lit with a fire in order to make the menachas, bake the menachas, and bake the meat, and it was actually full. That's part of it. It was also full. Yemer b'tana tzeinen. Are you going to say the same by a cool oven, which is not as full, not as hot? Yemer b'tana shamachos, the base of English, and a metal oven. Typically, most ovens we see in the times of Mishnayos and the Gemaras were earthenware ovens. You can compare a metal oven. Yemer b'tana cheres. You can compare it to an earthenware oven. The metal oven presumably is even hotter, and therefore. Berish Tak Aris on Rav Huna's comparison to say that could be a tefach thick. I remember Abba Shailas as Rabbi Bichad. Rabbi Abba said, I asked Rabbi Bichad, Umanu, who is Rabbi Bichad means privately. I asked Rabbi privately, Umanu, who is the Rabbi? Rav. His Rabbi was Rav. My pas ava was pas ava pas meruba. Pas ava does not mean anyone was allowing thick bread. Pas ava means a lot of bread. You allow to bake more loaves than are necessary, but still allows, and Beis Shammai doesn't allow. That's what it means. But nothing to do with the halachas of chametz. We're not talking about thick bread. Igadarmi, Amarav, Yirmir, Ba'aba, Amarav. Rabbi Yirmir, Abba was already saying the name of Rav. That Rav asked his Rabbi. Shailas is Rabbi Bichad. He asked his Rabbi privately. And again, who's Rav's Rabbi? It might have been Rabbi Nakadish. If it's Rabbi Yirmir, Ba'aba, his Rabbi was Rav. If it was Rav, his Rabbi is Rabbi Nakadish. My Pasav, by the way, Rashi means another Peshat that Bichad doesn't mean in private, Bichad means like Bibirer, like clear raid. What's the lacha? My pasava. What does pasava mean? What's the tight? Pasava. Pasmurva means many loaves. If I might curl the pasava, why are you calling it thick bread? Ava means thick. Mishum the nefisha belisha, because it's big and thick in the kneading process, because it's a lot of dough. When you're making a lot, it's a lot of dough, but not that it's thick loaves themselves. Inami, pasa daip tana, pasmurva, pasava kale. Or in this tana's locale, they used to call, lots of bread, pas ava. Michti, ask the Gemara, let's see. The issue of the is because you're doing a tircha, so that must be the issue. Why Beisham is saying it's no good. You're making, according to this interpretation, you're making lots of loaves which aren't necessary, and that's the problem. If that's the case, if you remember, we quoted when we started this Gemara, not our Mishnah, we quoted a Braisa that said, Beisham says, ain't even pas ava be Pesach. That's the pas ava we're talking about. And Beisil says, Matirin, if we're talking about cooking extra yantas you don't need, it has nothing to do with Pesach. Shvu Sukkah is the same. The fact that we pointed out Pesach, wouldn't that be an indication that it is chametz related? Now we're saying it's not chametz related at all. Says the Gemara, "Maya Pesach afilu b'shayom tayim nami enachan nami." Answers the Gemara, "You're right. V'tana be'yom tiv Pesachai." The Tana, when he was teaching these halachas, either it was on Yom Tov he was teaching it, I think it's a simple reading, or he was the mole teaching Hilchos Pesach. Either way, he was in the sugya of Pesach, and therefore he said you can't bake thick bread on Pesach, but it's not going to do nothing with Pesach. It was a Yom Tov halacha, not a Pesach halacha. Tanya Malchi Taka for Pesach, that shows this interpretation is correct, because we have the exact same lashon on Yom Tov in general. Beishama Eimrim ain't Eifa Pas Meruba be Yom Tov. Beishama says you can't bake lots of bread on Yom Tov. V'sil Matirin, so we answered, if you're keeping track, we answered both parts. First of all, we'll be talking over here about Yom Tov in general, not about Pesach specifically. And number two, instead of using lashon pas ava, we use lashon of pas meruba, right? So we're saying that's the taitch we said before. Pas ava means pas meruba, so we're backing it up and saying, you see, Beishama, this is Bryce that brings Mechlekes Beishama Beisil, exactly the same Mechlekes about cooking lots of bread on Yom Tov. Beishama says not, you cannot do that. Beisil says it's permissible. Let's just see a few more lines, and it was late, the Mishnah, and at least the the first Gemara after the Mishnah, Afu Oymer Shlesh Torah Melhakel. So Ragamil said, that was the point I was trying to mention before, that Ragamil, in our first Mishnah we quoted today, said three matters like Beishamai L'chumra, and now we're going to have, we went like Beishamai even though it's L'chumra, and now we're going to have three rulings on Ragamil, where he's L'kula, he's the kula, and the chama not going to agree. After Amr Shashav Lakal, Ragamil said three psakim the kula, mechabdim besamitas, you could sweep the besamitas, literally means the room of the beds, but we know they used to eat reclining on these like couches, so it means the dining room, they used to eat. Well, menichim es megumar miyamdav, for also you let it put megumar, the megumar is like a, is like an incense, it creates a nice aroma. So you put coals under the mugmar, or you put the mugmar, the incense, on top of the coals to create a nice aroma on Yom Tov. That's also permissible. And you can roast an entire gedi with the insides, reishay v'kirbay, reishay al-kurav v'al-kirbay, the head on top of the, with the body and the insides also stuffed onto the spit, which is of course the exact description. I'm using those words on purpose because that's what they did with the Karpesach. And they were living ready after the Pesach was destroyed. There was no Karpesach. You let them mimic and do that on Pesach. V'chama eser, the chama astered all three of these things, says the Gemara. First on the din of Megamer, Amar Vasi Machlekes, the Gam Machlekes is Dafka to perfume a garment. That's where it's a machlekes. Ragamil says you can even put the perfume under a garment, and he, meaning Ragamil has a shavachal nefesh, that's what everyone needs, and therefore it's permissible. And the Chum argue, Avla Riach, different komote, but to make the room smell good, that's for sure mutter according to everyone. In fact, our mesfer, we have a rhyme like that. Emechab is based on mitzvah b'yamtiv. The Bryce says you cannot sweep the dining room on yamtiv. The Shabbat single meal, mechabdin. And the basic meal, they were mechabdin. They did sweep the house. Amar Blaz Batsadek, not so fast, you have it wrong. You think they swept the house, but they didn't. Why? He explains. I went with my father many times. I went, it's funny, he was accompanying his father, but I went after my father. I was escorting my father to Ragamil's house. And they were not sweeping the dining room yantiv. You know what happened? They would sweep it properly before yantiv. And then they'd spread sheets on the floor, and they would eat that night. The next day when guests would come, they would pick up all the sheets from the floor, and the house was still clean from the sweeping they did before yantiv, because the sheets had picked up. It's like the plastic tablecloths, right? You pick up the plastic tablecloth, and all of a sudden the tablecloth looks spotless after the meal, because you picked up all the crumbs that were on the tablecloth. The same idea, on the floor. I'm relying. So, according to this, even Ragamil was not matter sweeping the floor. They said back, Im Kain, after Shabbos Mutalaskain. They said back to Rav Blaz Batsadik, your memory of what happened to you when you went with your father is very nice, but it can't be that was the story, because if that's the case, that's mutter on Shabbos. That's always mutter. There wouldn't be a topic. We know we have machlaikis in our Mishnah between Ragamil and Nechamim. We know there's a machlaikis that took place. What you're saying is suggesting is mutter according to everyone, even on Shabbos. So it can't be that your version of the events are correct. Similarly, and here's the part that we need for our Gemara's Raya, Eim Anichim Megumer. You can't place the spices, the aroma, the incense on top of the coals on yantiv. Where the basic meal, their basic meal used to put it. They used to hold as mutter. That was a statement. Again, Amar Blaz Batsadik, you got it wrong. I come to my father many times to ask for meal. He didn't place the mugmer on top of the fire on yantiv. They brought these like censers, these little kalim, which had the incense in it. They would smoke it up and then for yantiv, and they sent these kalim had holes in them. And what they do, they'd stuff up the holes in yantiv. This there in Europe, when the people were so addicted to smoke, they actually would smoke into a bottle, close the bottle on before yantiv, open the bottle, and inhale that smoke and smoke it out on yantiv. Same idea over here. They would stuff up the holes. The next day when the Archim came, they would unplug the hose, and the house would become fragrant on its own, but it didn't have, they weren't cooking up any fragrances on Yantiv. Again, what was the response? What he's saying makes a lot of sense. That's permissible to do even on Shabbos, and there wouldn't be a machlekes between Ragamil and Rabbanim about that. The fact that it's a machlekes must mean your version of events are wrong. But what do you see? Bottom line is, we see in the conversation that the whole machlekes was about making aroma in the room. That's all machlekes, but everyone would agree that making clothing is usher. El Yitmar, so if you can say a statement, remember, the statement that we had starting the Gemara was, Ravasi wanted to suggest, the machlekes is to perfume begadim, but perfuming the room, Evnugis Mutter, here we see clearly from this conversation that perfuming the room was the machlekes. El Yitmar, on Ravasi, flip Ravami's statement, we'll stop with this, machlekes la riach, the machlekes is to make the room smell good. It's not going to be chaykes. Avol gamer aser to make begadim smell good. That's for sure going to be aser. Everyone agrees that's aser. We'll pause over here. Picking for tomorrow. Mitzvah. I've got the mind.